Welcome to the locker. This is our MPT Now, the locker location down on the Old Town Walkie Mall in Winchester, Virginia. We are actually recording all this stuff and doing it through MPT Now Productions. And if this is your first video or time listening to us, we want to welcome you and thank you, and make sure you subscribe to find out what's going on, all the topics that we're talking about. So I am John Moore, and today's topic is eating versus feeding. So this is kind of a weird topic, but we don't really talk about it much. So here's the idea. If you think about animals and babies, when it's time to give them food, we generally say it's time to feed them, right? We don't say, oh, they need to eat. Very rarely do we say that about little kids or babies. So at some point along the way, we switch gears and stop feeding our bodies and start eating. So that's where we get into a lot of problems, because we can eat all the time. We can eat things we shouldn't. We eat when we're not hungry. We eat when we're sad. We eat when we're happy. We eat to celebrate. We eat all the time. So there's a problem with just eating. So what we really need to do is switch gears and go, wait a minute, when I'm putting food in my body, why am I doing that? So the idea is to feed your body. So whether you have a goal with it, whatever it is, if it's a physical goal or any kind of goal, but with any of that aside, your whole purpose in life, the reason we have to feed our bodies is to survive. You have to have food in your body to survive. You need the nutrition. So if we look at what we do when we eat, we just eat. Doesn't mean we can't enjoy food, but we tend to over enjoy our food, where we can't wait to get to the next meal, and we can't wait to have that junk food or that steak or that potato with tons of stuff on it. So we kind of have to like scale it back a little bit and say, okay, let's go back to feeding. When you start feeding your body, things change. It responds better when you put the things in it that it needs for survival. You feel better, you have more energy, your brain thinks better. It's amazing all the things that actually happen when you feed your body versus eating. So we have to kind of, as a society, switch from the eating model back to the feeding model. And that may be a lot to take in at first, because we don't really know what that means, especially in today's world where we have fast food. We've got, especially in like today's society with COVID, we've got the curbside pickup everywhere, which is awesome, not knocking it. But we don't always know what we're putting in our bodies. So one of the things is we eat so much, and we eat a lot of processed food, which your body does not like or want. So you have to kind of scale it back and say, when I put this in, am I feeding my body or am I just eating? That doesn't mean you can't occasionally eat things you shouldn't, because we all do that. I'm super guilty of that here. But the idea is 90% of the time I'm trying to watch and make sure what I put in is actually feeding this body. You only get one, and you might want to take care of it a little bit. So that's where we're heading with all this. So the feeding versus eating, shifting gears, feed your body, but you need to also find out, what does your body need? Like, your body and my body will be very different on what it needs to be put in and how often we feed it. If you're like a marathon runner, you probably eat or feed your body a whole lot more often than somebody that just works at a desk job. So you have to understand what your lifestyle is, what your metabolism is like, and what do you need to put in. So we want to work with some of that, and we can help you. We're not giving you all the answers or telling you what you should or shouldn't eat, because that's not our job. But again, we want to make you think about what you're doing and make sure that it's the best choice for you. So we would love to have your comments about that eating versus feeding. Comment below. Tell us what you think. If it's the first time you've ever heard of it, great. Maybe you've heard of it before and you still went, I don't really know what to do about that. I know I eat when I shouldn't, and I don't know how to feed my body. So let's talk about that. Let's comment. Let's get a discussion going. And if there's enough questions, we might actually have to revisit this and talk about them here. So we would love to hear more about that. Feeding versus eating. One, which are you doing? And which one do you think is better for you? So again, if you're new to our page, thanks so much for joining. Please subscribe below, comment, share, and tell us what you want to talk about. This is one of many topics, so We will talk to you again soon and write below comments. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Did you know that you could help sponsor our podcast for as little as 99 cents a month? Yep, that would be amazing if you decided to do that. But we're still cool if you want to listen to it for free. We just want everybody to hear our information.